police attendants, we were talking earlier in the week about New York-style policing being introduced to Richmond and what that means. And basically it means you take care of all the minor crime, and that, in fact, reduces significantly the major crime, the broken windows philosophy. Well, this isn't a minor crime, but it's a problem with police attendants. Brian Gillard, 85, out of Deltham, home, in his home, 85-year-old man. An intruder comes into the house, rifling through the house, seems drug-affected. Brian Gillard, 85, hides in his bedroom, call police. Didn't turn up for half an hour while the elderly man hid in his own house with a thief in it. Apparently the local divvy van didn't clock on till 9 a.m. On the line is Brian's son, Andrew Gillard. Good morning.
G'day, how are you going, Neil?
I'm well, thank you. Something's got to change here, hasn't it?
Most definitely. I think that's sort of the main reason why I've reached out with this is... We don't blame anyone at Victoria Police directly, but it's obviously a resourcing issue, and it's sort of, I guess, everyone's worst nightmare to have someone in their house and you feel safe that you think you can call the police and they'll sort of rock up within, you know, a few minutes, or under 10 minutes, you'd hope. But, close to half an hour is really not acceptable, is it?
No, it's not. How is your father?
He's all right. I think he's... He's not loving the attention today, probably almost more than the event the other day. But you know, he's obviously a bit shaken up, but he's got a very positive attitude with things. So he manages to brush things off like this quite easily. I would just correct, like the guy wasn't a thief. He was obviously very drug affected, and he came in. He said he was going to stay for a month, and that he'd lost his mobile phone, and he was looking through all the rooms, and he was quite deranged, and Dad tried to reason with him to get out, and then that's when he went to his room and
pretty scary though, isn't it?
Incredibly scary. Dad doesn't have a mobile phone, and the other guy was picking up the phones and things like that as well, and Dad didn't want him to know that he'd called the police, obviously. And the other thing is that there was actually a couple of calls, so he called 000 initially. They said that there wasn't anyone in Eltham. He asked if he could have the Eltham number, which he called the Eltham police station, and they said that it was being looked after, that someone was coming from Diamond Creek.
Did he explain to them on the phone, do you know? Did he say there's a man in the house, I can't get him out, or?
Of course, yeah, he said there's a man in the house, and, you know, he said the man was confused and he just couldn't get him out. They asked if he was armed, and Dad said no, but who's to know, you know, what he had on him? And that's the crux of it. He tried a few times, actually,
The point I'm making, Andrew, is whether your father got across the seriousness of the situation, because the police have said the initial report that it's got a man loitering suspiciously.
That was actually someone else. He was in someone else's front yard or in their backyard across the road.
Yeah.
And that person called 000 as well. And then he must have come from there and just wandered into the house.
But you've got no doubt your father got across the seriousness of the situation to the police?
Well, no doubt. And if not, then, I mean, that's the job of the operator, isn't it?
It is.
To get that from an 85-year-old. So I think 85-year-old and someone being in the house that's not meant to be there equals a serious situation no matter what.
That's enough. I'd agree. Thank you very much for speaking to us. I hope he's okay, and I can just hear him being irritated by the attention, but wish him all the best from us, please. Andrew Gillard, his dad, 85, in the house alone, bloke rifling through things, I'm staying for a month, drug affected. Terrifying. It would be terrifying. You don't know what he's going to do. The police answer is massively inadequate on this, massively inadequate. You've heard Andrew describe how his father's in touch with things and was able to explain what is going on twice to police, yet the police statement says they were called following a report of a man loitering suspiciously. Diamond Creek members responded the Eltham van was not on the road till 9 a.m. as police were en route. A second call was received from another resident regarding a welfare check on a man in a nearby driveway. Now, that may well be the same man. I don't know. But the fact is, an elderly man has locked himself in his bedroom while some drug-affected stranger is rifling through his stuff and wandering around his house. He is in fear, reasonably in fear. The police can't turn up for half an hour with a man in the house like that. And now there's significant difference between what the police say they were told and what the victim says they did tell them.